EcoScience, a science centre and a luxury lodge in Tanzania, is a unique concept. It's a place for students, scientists and professors to come together to teach, learn and conduct further research. It's also a luxury lodge in beautiful surroundings near the Tarangire National Park that attracts high-end tourists looking to get away from the crowd without compromising their comfort. It was founded by volcanologist Dr. Ben Beekmans.
This is the only project like this in its kind in the whole of Africa. When you do something like that, you need staff. And staff means people who stay here, they have to eat, they have to sleep, so you need people to clean, you have people to cook, you need a kitchen, you need everything what the hotel has. And this is why my architect said, why don't you build a tourist lodge next to that? And this is what we did. We built a small but very luxurious lodge, which goes perfectly together with the science center. And now the same staff takes care of both. The science center doesn't give money. There is no money in science. On the other hand, in tourism, there is. This is the reason why we put this up. The reason we are here, which is close to Tarangire National Park, just south of this important volcanic area, because of tourism, because we couldn't be too far from the tourist circuits. And here we are fairly isolated, actually very isolated. We have many animals here, but on the other hand, we're only 20 kilometers from the main tourist road. And this is exactly the reason why I'm here. And from here up to the canyon border you have seen is the northern Tanzanian divergence, which is a major volcanic area with a huge amount of volcanic structures, which are of my interest and of the interest of all people who are dealing with volcanoes.
And what do you hope you'll achieve by having the Science Centre here? Sort of if you maybe looked 10, 15 years in the future, what do you think will have changed or what do you think you might have achieved?
Volcanology is not a science which is practiced by too many people. And here, even in university or the universities in the country, I don't really see people studying anything in volcanology. So I even been invited by university to teach there. And I think in the future there will be more and more students going into this field and in the practical side of it, which actually I'm working in at the moment. You have seen that the city of Arusha in the north of Tanzania here lies at the foot of a major stratovolcano, which is Mount Meru, which has an incredibly destructive past, as one can see on its eastern side. And usually the geological history of a volcano like that gives an idea of what its future will be. So it is very important that some people in the country learn about volcanic hazards and that they know how to deal with them. Also universities, we need to put seismic stations on a volcano like that so that in the future destruction cannot be avoided but lives can be saved. And I think maybe in the future this might trigger off kind of studies in the country where people will be more involved in security as far as volcano hazards are concerned. And I think this in the next years will be very important for me. But the science center is not only for me. The science center has been made for natural sciences generally. I come originally out of natural sciences. I studied physical geography. Also, when I was young, I had a master's in environmental sciences. And here, everybody who deals with whether it's geology, biology, environmental sciences, even agriculture, is welcome in our science center to work for the good of the country or for their personal investigation.
So you took a number of students from the university to look at volcanoes. What was the thinking behind that?
They're all PhD students. One of them actually is even teaching geomorphology in Sokoine University in Morogoro, in the center of the country. And others are not so much in volcanology. There was an engineer there. There were people from who were making a doctor's degree in environmental sciences. And the reason is that whatever you study, volcanoes are an important part of the geology and the future of this part of the country, and they should learn something about it. And from what I've seen, they've been extremely happy with all the lectures and, of course, the field work. The vice chancellor and professors, they're very happy with this. So their students, they are able to talk about these features and not only hazards, but also the geomorphological part of it, of the volcanoes. And they have learned something that they couldn't do in other universities, probably.
That's volcanologist Dr. Ben Beekmans, founder of EcoScience Science Centre and Luxury Lodge. For more information, see ecoscience.co.tz.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.